We're talking about prescription drugs and the possibility of importing some from Canada. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer. Ken, thanks for being here. $1,200, that is the average amount of money someone in our country spends on their prescription meds each year. We pay more for prescription drugs than people in any other industrialized nation. And now the Trump administration says it will start a pilot program to test importing some prescription drugs from Canada. So what do you think? Should the U.S. buy the same meds from other countries for less money? We're at 800-642-1234. Shemaine Mills is WPR's health reporter. Shemaine, welcome back.
Thank you.
So tell us what the Trump administration's proposal would do in regards to prescription drugs.
Well, basically, they want to allow states to import drugs from Canada, something past administrations have been vehemently against. The Food and Drug Administration in the past has said, no, there are a number of reasons we should not do that. And now we're seeing the Trump administration say, hey, these same drugs are being shipped to other countries and sold cheaper, so why not bring them in and have our consumers pay less?
So proposals like this, as you say, they're not new. They've been attempted before. Can you tell us how this idea has gone in the past? How has it worked?
Well, Wisconsin was one of the states that tried this 15 years ago. There was a lot of pressure to do something about high drug prices. So Wisconsin had a link on its state website where people could go and order from Canadian pharmacies. And then they also teamed up with an Illinois-led effort. It was a multi-state effort called RX Savings. And iSavingsRx, there we go. And you could actually go on and order drugs online. Thing was, there was this anticipation there would be a lot of people doing this, and the demand never really panned out. They never had a lot of people using those websites.
So they had the channels for the website. They had all the back-end infrastructure set up, but the people didn't come.
Right. And part of that was there was Medicare Part D, a prescription drug plan was passed shortly afterwards. So there was this other avenue, a larger effort where people could get drugs easier. Plus, in Wisconsin, we have something called Senior Care, our own drug prescription program where people can get prices at a lower cost. So you had these alternatives that people used instead.
So how does the Trump administration's plan now differ from what we've seen in the past? Is there anything new here?
Well, in the past, the administrations have said, no, this is not going to happen. Now, states still did import drugs, Wisconsin and other states. It's just that the federal government turned a blind eye. They didn't prosecute that, the individual reimportation. Say if you went online and got your cholesterol drug from Canada. Now the government's backing it. So it's done a 180. In the past, the government has said, no, don't do this. There are safety concerns. Now the government is saying, we're going to have our Food and Drug Administration make sure that these drugs are okay. It's safe. We're going to check the supply chain all the way through. So this time you have the government actually endorsing it, which is rather odd, because Trump's own Health and Human Services Secretary a year ago called this a gimmick. So this very proposal they are bringing out now, a year ago they called a gimmick.
So is it the safety concerns that are the biggest issue here?
That is the main concern, because the supply chain now is tracked from when the drug is manufactured to how it's distributed to where it gets to the retailer and finally the consumer. So all of that is controlled, it's kept track. Mm-hmm. And so it's very difficult to do that when you're importing it from another country. Yeah, it's another layer of bureaucracy.
We're talking with WPR's health reporter Shemaine Mills about a Trump administration plan that would try out importing some prescription medications from Canada. We're talking about the process. You can join in 800-642-1234. Shemaine, this proposal is aimed at making prescription drugs more affordable, and the rising cost is a huge issue in the healthcare debate. Why are Canada's prescription drugs less expensive?
Well, most developed countries negotiate. So there is some bartering between the seller and the buyer. And with the exception of the Veterans Administration in America, we don't negotiate.
With the drug companies.
Exactly. When I was talking about the Medicare prescription drug plan, that was not part of that law that was passed. So there is, drugs are just more expensive here in the U.S. because of that.
So how are healthcare industry leaders responding to this proposal? Is anyone on edge about it?
Drug makers, first and foremost, they are against this. They talk about counterfeit drugs and the bureaucracy of making sure that legitimate drugs get to where they are going. And then pharmacists, the Wisconsin Pharmacy Society told me they're worried not only about the safety of the drugs that may come in, but also fragmentation of care. In other words, just like your doctor wants to know if you're taking supplements, they want to know everything you're ingesting so there's no interaction between the drugs, no bad effect. Well, same with pharmacists. They want to know the drugs you're taking, not only the ones they give you, but the ones you may be getting from elsewhere. So you have this fragmentation of care. That's their concern.
Oh, because they can't exactly see what drugs that you might be buying from Canada.
Exactly. They're not providing them, so they can't assure they're what they say at the dose they say.
So this is a pilot program. Only some prescription medications are going to be tried out through this pilot program. Do we know which ones will be tried out?
Well, not the most expensive drugs.
Okay.
Insulin, for instance. We've heard huge outcry about how insulin prices have soared. That won't be allowed under the main part of this plan. And also biologics, drugs that are used for severe arthritis. So two major drugs will not be included under this proposal.
Would these drugs be the same drug patients? Would there be any variation in these drugs at all?
Well, ideally not. I mean, it's the same drugs that are manufactured here, sent elsewhere, just at a different price. So ideally, you would be getting the same drugs imported back in the U.S., sold to consumers. But there's no guarantee of that.
So as a health reporter, what are you watching for here? How do you think this is going to play out?
Well, it's very interesting that it's brought up. I don't know if they can get it across the finish line before the election. And that is the impetus here. Let's be upfront. This is a very complicated process, a lot of bureaucracy. Some states are already doing this before the Trump administration said they would allow it, and it's taken years. Florida and Colorado have already been working on this, and it takes a long time to set the foundation for this. So can it get done in the next couple of years? That's uncertain, and how effective it would be.
But you think it would be a huge win on the campaign trail to say for the president,
yes,
as he does these stump speeches, saying, look what we were able to do to prescription drugs.
Because there is such an outcry about the cost of drugs. And you hear on the Democratic campaign trail, they are saying something needs to be done. And the Trump administration feels that same pressure. So,
well, Chimaine, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Chimaine Mills is Wisconsin Public Radio's health reporter, and she's been covering a Trump administration proposal that would allow the U.S. to import some prescription drugs from Canada. Coming up, Wisconsin saw a 7% increase in dairy goats over the past year. We're learning the ins and outs of this growing sector of our state's agriculture community. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.